This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
You're hearing more about a proposed federal law called Medicare for All. This is actually single-payer, government-controlled health care. People weren't warming up to the single-payer concept, so they came up with a new name. And as proposed, it would create a universal medical trust fund to fund it, which explicitly removes any safeguards against federal funding of abortion. Medicare for All's list of covered benefits includes comprehensive reproductive care, which are code words for taxpayer-funded abortion on demand. The legislation isn't anything like its name. Medicare for All excludes an entire class of people, the unborn. If it were to become law, it would open the floodgates to much more abortion in America.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.